Good morning, thank you.
God bless you, Beis Hashem. We're going to start here the fourth perek. And it's really a whole new chapter in the Masechta Mitzad, the Chi of Kolm. And we're going to try to, today at least, explore what the Chi of Hashem Toli is. If it's the same type of Chi of like a chatos, or it's a different type of a chiyuv. So first, let's go through the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives an example of an oshem toli sofik ochal chelev sofik lo yochal. He has a sofik whether he ate chelev. Doesn't say how. Va'afilu imochal, or even a person who knows he ate chelev sofik yesh boy kashir, the sofik ain boy. Doesn't know if he had a kazayas, which would qualify him for Chiyuv Chatos. Shuman v'chelov lefanov. He has Shuman and Chelov in front of him. Baruch alechot mehem. And he ate one of them. The ain yidei ezem ein ochel. He doesn't know which one. Ishtoi v'achoy se'imei babayis. He was with his wife, but his sister was also in the house. Shogag ba'achas mehem. He was with one of them. He doesn't know which one was the one. Shabbos v'yem chol, osa malocha b'achas mehem. Ve'ein yedeh be'ez mehem osa. Maybe Hashem Toli. So the uniqueness of these last cases is that the Mishnah chol, there's a Shabbos and a weekday. And it means there was a later sasofek somehow. Again, it's going to be hard to make Shabbos fit in to the category of Ikva Isser, which we'll have later in the Gemara. But it sounds like the Mishnah is trying to give us that example. The Mishnah is trying to give us an example where if there's a specific reason why Shabbos is included in the Sofik. It's not just a random Sofik, it's a specific Sofik. In all these cases, the Mishnah says, Mevi Hashem Toli. Okay. Now the Mishnah goes on to say that the Chiyuv Hashem Toli is similar to Achatos, K'shem Shemochal Chelev V'Chelev Balamachas, just like we have learned, that if somebody eats Chelev and Chelev in one Haloma, Ein Echayev Al Achatos Achas, he's only Chayev one, Kach Alohoda Shalohem, Ein Emevi Al Hashem Toli Echad. So too, if you didn't know that you ate Chelev, and then you had 10 pieces, you don't have to bring 10 korbanos, you bring one korban. If he found out in the middle that he ate this piece of meat, sofik chelov sofik shuman, kach mevi Hashem toli al kol achas v'achas. So too, kishem shoychal chelov v'dam pigul noiser. Somebody would eat different isurim in one sitting, behelam achas, and one forgetting chayav al kol achas v'achas. Kach alo hoda shalohem. Maybe Hashem Toli al kol achas v'achas. So too by the Hashem Toli. So the Mishnah definitely is telling us, the message of the Mishnah is that the Chiyuv Hashem Toli is very similar to Chiyuv Chatos. It almost mirrors it. And the only difference is this is coming for a Sofik and a Chatos comes for Chatos comes if you definitely were Mechal Shabbos. Hashem Toli comes for a Sofik. But otherwise, the Chiyuv seems to be exactly the same. Now, we're going to have several issues with this, blank way of looking at it. Number one, which is the most elementary question here, is a Sofik Isser an Isser, Midaraisa? Is a Sofik Isser an Isser? Now, if a Sofik Isser, we know there's a concept called Sofik Deraisa L'chum. There is such a concept. Sofik Deraisa L'chum.
But there are Rishonim, namely the Rambam, which we have here in the Maamar Mekoymus, the Rashba who quotes the Rambam, the Rashba in Kedushin. The Rashba says, Dikteka Rambam, the Chi Amrinim Ba'alma Sveka de Reis Elchumgo de Rabbonin hi. It's only mit Rabbonin. And he says, So in other words, the Rambam holds that this rule that we have in Shas, Sofik deraisa lechumre, that whole din is only midrabbonin. The whole din is drabbonin. Midraisa, somebody come to Rav and say, I have a Sofik isa deraisa. Midraisa, the Rav says, eat it, gesundheit. That would definitely remove the whole need for hashgachas. You walk into a restaurant, sofik, no, the reise. Es gesundheit, go to eat. It would have to be vadayisi. You can't walk into a McDonald's. You know, it's bus on a vela. But as far as any buster that you found in the street, so mit der reise, mutter, according to the Rambam. So the Rashba asks, according to the Rambam, what's pshat in our whole perek? Frek the Rashba, v'koshali tuva. He says, I don't understand. The Yom Kain, if that's the case, that sofik the reis is muter, what in the world are you bringing Hashem Tali for? Yeah, you ate a piece of meat, right? You didn't know if it was chel or shuman. So mit the reis, you're a tzaddik. You're allowed to eat it. If you would have asked the shayla, so what the Rav tells you, you could eat it, and then you have to bring a Hashem Tali. Doesn't make sense. That's what he asks. The imkain ozale osham toli. Lamandale boy chaticha mishte chatichas. The one who holds, you don't need the two chatichas. Okay. Anyway, so this is the Rashba's point of question on the Rambam. So again, if your old Sofik deraisa is midaraisa mutter, then we have a gaping hole to try to explain us the whole parak, what's Hashem Tali for? You didn't do anything midaraisa, you didn't do anything wrong. You could have been amazing midaraisa. So that's Aleph. Number two, now this, I have a way out besides for the traditional way out how to explain the Rambam. But I have a way out. Now, if you learn, so that's if you go to that extreme. If your old Sofik deraisa is lahako, so then we don't understand why there should be a chiyuv Hashem Tali. Now, let's go the other way. Let's go like the Rashba. Sofik deraisa lechumre midaraisa. Yeah. Oh, so then the question almost goes the other way. So why is there an Hashem Tali? It should be a chatas. If midaraisa, you're just like you're not allowed to eat chalev, you're not allowed to eat sofik chalev, right? So then why is there an Hashem Tali? There should be a chatas. Regular chatas. What do you mean exas hakasa? There is no such thing as a sofik. Meaning the Rashba says that we learn out from sofik soita, sofik evadai, that the Torah asked the sofik just like the vadai. It almost doesn't even exist. You could say the Torah came with Chitcha Alocha, that even though Sofik Kevadai, even though a Sofik Isser is like a Vadai Isser, and you're over the same thing, like being doing a Vadai Isser, still in all, you don't bring a Chatas. You could, that's one option. The other option would be to say that since the Torah says, Hoida Elof Chatosai, in order to be Chayav Chatas, you have to find out that you did the Chet. So here you didn't really find out. The problem is that l'chora, if Sofik deraisa is l'chomer mitam vadai, so you did find out. You found out that you did a chet. Meaning, let me ask you something like this. What would be if somebody would do a Sofik issa deraisa, and then they would find out that it was mutter? So they had a piece of meat. They didn't know if it was chalav or shuman. Okay, so according to the Rashba, midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat that piece of meat. Now, you went ahead and you ate it. Now you find out that it was actually okay. Did you do an avera by eating it?
Did you do b'mezid or shogeg?
B'mezid. B'mezid.
Then you should bring it.
I'm not talking about bringing. I'm not talking about carbon. Mazid doesn't bring a carbon anyway. I'm saying, did you do an avera? When it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to clap al chet. You say, I didn't do an avera.
You did.
It was okay.
Well, there was a something. You shouldn't have taken it.
I shouldn't have.
But you did.
But I was saved. I was saved. It's like a guy gets into his car Shabbos morning. It turns out it's really Sunday morning. He drives, takes a spin. He meant to be Michal Shabbos. He wasn't Michal Shabbos. Would you say, it's like a Bekiva by Balyacha. But that's like a poetic Gemara. Tzorach Slichu Mechila, we don't know what that means exactly. Question is it actually, were you over in Issa D'Raisa? You're definitely not a good guy. And definitely the Gemara says in Meseches Nozir and at the end of Meseches Kedushin that when Rabbi Kiva came to this posik, he started crying because somebody who just wanted to do an Avera needs a Kapar. But the question is it in fact, and were you over in Issa D'Raisa? Or not. So there's a fascinating Pri Megodim. Fascinating Pri Megodim. Comes out from the Pri Megodim that you were. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have an egg that's a Suffolk trefa, that means you don't know if the chicken that laid the egg was a trefa. So you're not allowed to eat the egg. Right? But it's a Suffolk. Eventually when you shech the mother, the chicken, you'll find out if the egg was a trefa. Now this egg got mixed into other eggs. Okay, this egg got mixed into other eggs. Is this egg bottle? No. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's a dover sheyesh lam. It may be a dover sheyesh lam atirim. Shulchan Aruch debates. Comes out not because it may maybe you'll shech the mother and it won't be. It'll be a trefa. Shulchan Aruch has a debate that maybe this egg is not bottled because tomorrow it will become mutter. So the Achronim ask, what do you mean? It's definitely not a dover sheyesh lo matirim. Either the egg will always be permitted or it will always be usur. The egg is not going to, the status of the egg is not going to change. The Shulchan Aruch says that perhaps the egg is not bottled because the egg is a dover sheyesh lamatirim, which is not bottle. What do you mean? The status of the egg doesn't change. The egg will always stay. Either you're going to shecht the chicken and find out that it was a trefa, is a trefa, and always will be a trefa. Or you'll shecht the chicken and you'll find out that it was kosher, always was, always will be. Right? So what's the debate? So the Pri Megodim says, well, till you shechted the mother, it was Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra. So what do you see from the Pri Megodim? A fascinating thing. That even after, David, you're going to like us, it's your svara, even after you shech the chicken, and you find out that chicken was okay, still, at the time that you didn't know it was us, I'll straight for it. That means Safek is a Isser Kavua. The fact that it's a Safek, that alone is an Isser Kavua. Okay, if that's the case, so if a guy goes ahead and he eats Suffolk Chalev, and then he finds out that he ate Suffolk Chalev, logic would dictate that even prior to the Chiyuv Chatas, if he finds out that it was not Chalev, he should have to bring an Ashram Tol. You follow what I'm saying? For the same reason. Because Lamaisa, he ate at the time a Suffolk Chalev. That was his Avera. His Avera was that he ate Suffolk Chalev. And that Avera remains. Nothing can change about that Avera. You can't find out that you didn't do that Avera, because that Avera was done. Okay? So this is a challenge to understand, even according to the Rashba. We really have two questions. One question is, why do you bring an Oshem Toli? Why don't you bring a Chatas? That's not my question. Karen Ori asked that question. He asked, why is there an Oshem Toli? Now again, like if Daniel said, you could say it's a Gzeres HaKosov. We're trying to understand. So is what the Torah doing saying, you really should be Chayav HaChatas, but we're going to tell you to bring an Oshem Toli instead? It's not mashma like that from the sugyas that we'll see. The sugyas are mashma that Oshem Toli was introduced by the Torah as a temporary stopgap. That's the Tamevina Tabaya. If you'd say, Stam, the Torah was Machadish, we downgrade you from Machadish to Oshem Toli, we could learn like you. But the Gemara is Mashma, that the reason why you bring an Oshem Toli is because you can't bring a Chatas. So the Kemenar is, why not? Bring a Chatas. So really, there's no simple way to learn this Perek. If you go with the Rambam's Mahalach, then we don't understand why are you bringing a korban at all. You did nothing wrong with the raisa. If we go with the approach of the Rashba, then the challenge is to understand why is it Oshem Toli? It should be a chatas. And why, if you found out afterwards that it wasn't chelev before you brought the Oshem Toli, why don't you bring one anyway? These are all issues. These are all issues. So there's no simple, all I'm saying is, everybody knows the kasha on the Rambam, that the Perek doesn't really go well according to the Rambam. Why is there an Oshem Toli? Everybody knows that. The Shmaitzer talks about it, the Maharit and Kiddush. This is the most famous, what starts with the Rashba that we have here. The Rashba who basically asks, how does Oshem Toli work according to Rambam? I'm just telling you that even we go with the Rashba's approach, it's also not simple. It also needs clarity. No. Oshem Toli is the Raisa. It's a pasuk. It's the Raisa. It's not a chiv, the Rabbon. Okay. So now let's go into the three shittas in the Gemara of when there's an Oshem Toli. And it's not really going to help us so much. The Rashba himself tries to help the Rambam. He says, it doesn't really help the Rambam. He tries to help the Rambam out. The Gemara says like this. First, the Gemara brings a machloikis. Itmar. Ravasi Yomar, Chaticha Achas Shoninu. We're talking about one piece of meat. Meaning, the Chiyuv Oshem Toli is not only where it's two pieces of meat and one was Chelev and one was Shumen, you don't know which one you ate. It's not only that case. It's also the case where you had one piece of meat. It's not only we have two pieces of meat, one is Chelev, one is Shumen, so you know for sure there's an Isser in front of you. Even where there's one chaticha. Doesn't mean only. Even if there's one chaticha, safik shel chelev, safik shel shuman, you still have to bring an Oshem Toli. Chiyo barav, omar, chaticha mishtei chaticha shanim. We're talking about one of two pieces. B'may komiflugi, what's the machlekes? Ravasi sovar yesh eim l'mseres. Ravasi says, we go by the pasuk, it says, Mitzvah is ksiv. Mitzvah is ksiv. Loshen yochid. When it says you did the Avera, you were shogag, it uses a Loshen yochid. To tell you there was only one suffix in front of you. You go by how it's read, Mitzvah is karinon. Okay. So now the Gemara deals with the Loshen of our Mishnah, as we said. The Mishnah seems to give us an example of both examples. Could be both cases in the Mishnah. So what do we need both cases for? If you chayiv even by one piece of meat, surely if there's a piece of meat of chelev in front of you, surely you chayev. Zuv ein tzarech lemezon. Okay. Now the Gemara goes through a whole long shakel of attire from different mishnayos to bring a raya, chaticha achas, if the din of Oshem Toli is only where you have one of two pieces of meat, or if you only have, or it's even just not. We have various reasons in the Gemara to explain this machloikas. So the basic machloikas is Do you only bring an Asham Toli where you know for sure there was an Isser in front of you? Chelev, Shuman, you ate one of them. Is that the only case? Or you chayev an Asham Toli even if you had one piece of meat and you didn't know if that piece of, the identity of that piece of meat. If it was Chelev or it was Shuman. Now, we have three different ways in the Gemara how to explain this. One is what the Gemara is saying right here, which is it's a pasuk. Pasuk. The other, if you scan down to the bottom, five lines from the bottom of the Omud, Omar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira gives a different logical reason why you should need two pieces of meat. My time with the Rav, Kosovar, Shtei Chatichois, Efshar, Levarer, Isuroi. Gives a new reason of them. Again, these are different reasons why you should need one of two pieces of meat. Reason number one, it's a pasuk. It says mitzvahs. It says mitzvahs, you read it. Mitzvahs, that's one. So it's not logical. The second reason is Rav Zeira, who says there's a logical basis to this. When it's one of two pieces of meat, you could one day find out whether you chayev achatas or not. Because you could take the other piece of meat and bring it to some expert and he'll identify it. So if he identifies that as chaylev, you know what you ate was kosher.
Then it only applies when the other piece of meat is available?
Yeah. The Gemara actually says that. The Gemara says if somebody went and ate it. No. Okay. So that's number two. Now, it's unclear why that's critical. Who cares? Who cares that we'll be able to find out afterwards whether yes or not? I would almost hear a svara the opposite. I would hear a svara that when do we make you take bring an Asham Toli if you'll never be able to bring a chatas? You'll never be able to bring the real thing, so bring a substitute. If we look at Asham Toli as a substitute, so logic would dictate only bring a substitute where the real thing won't be able to be brought. Here it's almost the Gemara is giving me the opposite. The Gemara is saying that the only time you'll bring an Asham Toli is where one day you'll be able to bring a Chatas. So I will hear the opposite. We'll see. So that's reason number two. Reason number three, if you go to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about 12 lines from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Nachman, my time with the Rav, gives another reason. Kosova, Shtei Chatichois, Ikva Isura. Chaticha Chasloikov Isura. Another reason. Last reason he gives is, Chaticha Chas is Ikva Isura, meaning, when you have one piece of meat, we don't know for sure that there's an Isser in front of us here at all. When you have two pieces of meat, then we know there's for sure an Isser here. One of the two pieces is awesome. And that's the reason. Okay, so basically we have here in the Gemara three explanations as to why Asham Toli would be limited to one of two pieces of meat. Right? So we have a basic machloikis. The basic machloikis is whether you bring Asham Toli anytime you have a suffix, or you only bring an Asham Toli where you have one of two pieces, you have an Isser in front of you. That's the basic machloikis. And then we have the explanation in the machloikis. We have three ways to explain it. One is it's a pasuk. And the other way, pshat, is that you need to have an element where you could find out that you'll be chayev achatas. That's another. And the last, Rav Nachman's explanation, which is the reason why you need one of two pieces, is because you need what we call hukva isser, ikva isser. You need to know there's an isser here in front of us.
Why is that?
Very unclear. David is asking a very good question. That last reason, the truth is the two reasons are difficult to understand. The last reason doesn't seem to carry any logical weight, and actually, everybody bases the Rambam on that last shita. The last sheet of the Gemara. The last sheet of the Gemara doesn't seem... Let's analyze this logically. You have a piece of meat in the street. You find a piece of meat. You don't know if it's chalev, you don't know if it's shimon. Why don't you know if it's chalev or shimon? Because in this town, there's 10 stores, 5 sell chalev, and 5 sell shimon. Look at the difference. Why you don't know? There's a 50-50 chance that this piece of meat is chalev. Okay? So the halacha is then potter from, according to this man, the Omar, potter from a carb. Okay? But if you have 2 pieces of meat in front of you, what is the likelihood that the piece of meat that you ate is chalev? 50-50. It's exact same likelihood. What's the difference? You have 2 pieces of meat. One is Isser and one is Heter. For sure. So there's more of a reason to say Chayiv and Hashem Toli. The Gemara says, why? Because Hukva Isser. Because there's an Isser in front of you. So what? It's the same 50-50. Both cases, I'm taking a piece of meat that I don't know if it's Chalev or Shuman, and I'm eating it. What is the chances that this piece of meat is Chalev or Shuman? 50-50. Why is it 50-50? Either because the whole town has 50-50, or because there are 2 pieces of meat in front of me, one is Chalev, one is Shuman. Either way, the piece of meat that I picked up to eat is 50% Chalev, 50% Shuman. Why should that make it any more of an Issa? It's exactly the same. I could even say the other way around. I could say the same thing. I could say it's Hukva Heter. If Hukva plays a role, I could say, you know what? By 2 pieces of meat, there's a Vaday Heter in front of you too. Okay? When I pick up this 1 piece of meat, that's all I have. Maybe Chalev, maybe Shuman. 50-50. There's no Vaday Isser, there's no Vaday Heter. When I have 2 pieces of meat, if you want to say that there's a benefit to the fact that there's a Vaday Isser in front of you, then you can't go one way. And there's also a benefit, there's Vaday Heter in front of you. How does the Isser gain ground? Tolui. What doesn't help? Who's trying to help anybody? What are you doing? What's you explain to me now why Chayiv and Hashem Tolui? Yidla, are you explaining to me why Chayiv and Hashem Tolui? Okay, please explain. What? There's an Isser where in my mouth? Oh, the room? What makes the room a mechut? And in town, it's not no good?
He means in front of you.
What's in front of me?
You have a piece of tray.
Also, I should turn around this way. Now it's okay. I'm a supik. I'm a supik. I have the same suffik. Whether there's 1 piece of meat and 50% of the meat that comes into this room is chalev and 50% of the meat that comes into the room is shuman. And now I don't know if this piece of meat is chalev or this piece of meat is shuman. That's one example. Or there's 2 pieces of meat, one is chalev, one is shuman, I pick up one of them. In both cases, I have exactly statistically the same suffix. Why is one worse than the other? I'm not getting it. You have an explanation?
We said in the beginning, totally has to be triggered on something. That's part of...
Triggered on what?
On the thing that's in front.
So it's triggered on this. It's suffix, chalev, suffix, shuman. I don't get the problem. In both cases, I don't know Vaday, this piece that I ate is awesome. I'm bringing in Hashem Toli for what? For what I ate or for what I didn't eat? For what I did eat. Because perhaps it was what? Chalev. So what do I care if the 2 pieces of meat are in the room? Chatas. How could I bring a chatas? Nobody else you bring a chatas. You don't bring a chatas, okay. And if I have 1 piece of meat, then I don't know if it's chalev or shuman. Why don't I bring an Hashem Tolu?
Because there's no possibility that that's going to be the tzolot.
Why can't it be mutter? It could be it's Shimon. What? He doesn't understand anymore. Do you still understand? Don't be afraid to say you understand. What?
Still, I could see a bad
that
is going to make a big difference in the
song. What's the Vada Isser? What's the Vada Isser? There's a Vada Isser in the room? What's the chance that I ate a Vada Isser? 50-50. What? I didn't eat. And if I eat all... If I eat all the meat in town, I also have to bring a chatas. Because then I ate chalev. 50% of meat in this town is chalev, 50% of the meat is in Shimon. If I eat all the meat, not only all, 51% I have to bring a chatas. Because I already went through all the kosher Shimon, and the kazayas of Abichai, right? Okay. So long that I didn't have 51%, we don't know if you're chayav b'shimon. I don't, why would I care if the piece of meat is in this room or the piece of meat is in the town? Either way, the piece of meat that I ate is 50-50, that it's chayav b'shimon.
Maybe it's like the case.
Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Yeah, maybe it's similar. Maybe it's similar to the case where you find Peter Mid into the city or you went into a store and you actually bought it.
No, because everybody's so excited about this. This is how we answer the Rambam. The Rambam holds, that's the Rambam that I showed in the Maamar Koyim. Let's look at the Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Beis. The Rambam picks this view, this last view in the Gemara of Nachman, that holds that you only chayiv if it's a chaticha, mishtei chatichas. The Rambam paskins like this view. The Rambam says like this, Einoi chayiv oshom toli, achi yeheishom iser kavua. Unless there's an Isser Kavua. Ketzad, Ochal Chelev is Sofek, right? Ochal Chelev is Sofek, Im Hoya Kazayas, Epochas Mikazayas, Oisha Hoya Lefonov, Chatichas Chelev, Chatichas Shuma, Vochal Achas, Veni Yedea Ezemehen Ochal, Ishtoi Vachos Ima Babayas, Boal Achas Mehen, Veni Yedua Ezemehen Boal, Shabbos Vyem Chol, Osa Malachas Pachas, Mehen Venidei Bezim Osa, So the Rambam takes this last view. And he says that you're only chayiv for this reason. And he ends off by saying, look at the last words of the Rambam in the Halacha. Sharei ein shom isur kavua. Because there is no isur kavua. So the Rambam actually puts full weight on this last opinion in the Gemara. When in fact, we're saying it's very, very challenging at best to understand what the logic is. The logic, L'chayr, is the same, which is precisely Rabbi Yisai, why the Rashba here refuses to accept this approach to save the Rambam. In other words, the Ktzois and the Shmaitze, and brings down the Marit, they save the Rambam. How do they save the Rambam? The Rambam says, Taka, Sofik Derais is L'hokol, which means the Rambam holds me Derais, if you have a Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shuman, you're allowed to eat it. Question was, if that's the case, how could you be chayiv and oshem toli? Right? If it's a how can you be chayiv? The answer is that when does the Rambam say sofik derais is lahokel? That's taka only if you have two pieces of if you only have one piece of meat in front of you. But if you have two pieces of meat, one is chaylev and one is shuman, then even the Rambam would say it's a problem. And that's why the Rashba, that's, Reb Daniel is asking, is a very good question, why didn't the Rambam say that anywhere? The Rambam should someplace in his Sefer tell us, by the way, this din that I told you, Sofik Daraisa, is Midaraisa Lohokal, that's only by Loi Hukva Yisra. And the Rashba here, Bemetek Lashoinai, rejects this pshat. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, the Koshali Tuva, going back to the Rashba we read before, The kosher lituva. The imkain, ozalei osham tolui. There's no chiv osham tolui. But then he says, leman de bloiboy chatichem eshtoy chatichas. Meaning he already, the Rashba opens up the door to the possible explanation that the Rambam would make this, give us this answer. The difference between chaticha achas. But then look what the Rashba continues to say. He says, afilu leman de boy chaticha mishtei chatichas. Hani ilin liyin kom. That machloikis is only when you chayiv and oshem toli. Avu le'inyin lechatchila. What does the Rashba mean to say? He means to say exactly what we're discussing here, which is, there isn't a logical reason to say that if you have one piece of meat and you have a 50-50% chance that it's chalev, that you're doing any less of an ism, midaraisa, than if you have two pieces of meat and one is chaylev and one is shum. Maybe there could be an extra condition by a carbon for some reason, which we still don't know yet, but maybe there's some carbon requirement that you need one of two pieces. But that, it's illogical to say that from an iser v'heter standpoint, you're doing more of an iser if you ate one of two pieces of meat than you ate one piece of meat. Larry, you're sitting in a park, okay? There's a picnic chair. You're sitting on a picnic chair, there's a bench, there's a piece of fatty meat in front of you there. You don't know if it's chalev or shuman. There's more of a reason or less of a reason for you to think about that than if there's two pieces of meat in front of you.
Yes, because one of them is
looking. So that means there's less reason for me to think about it. So you're saying when it's two, it's better?
When it's two, there should be reason. There should be a filler.
It should be better or worse?
It should be better.
But the Gemara is saying fakel.
No, I understand.
Okay. I don't hear that either, but I'll go along with you. I mean, I don't hear why it's better. I don't hear why it's worse. It's 50-50. I don't see why it's any better or worse.
Okay, so it's the same, to me, it's the same case as going into a store as opposed to buying in the middle of the street.
It's no different.
No, there is. If you find
there's no difference. La locha, there's no difference. You are now risking a 50% iser. Now again, you're a shaygig here. Let's not get confused. You're a shaygig. You didn't know you were risking a 50-50. Okay. Then you're amazed. You, by mistake, you weren't thinking. By mistake, you went ahead and you ate a piece of meat. I don't hear, Larry, why if you're eating a piece of meat that you don't know its identity, why you have to think anymore if you're eating one piece of meat or there's two pieces of meat in front of you. Either way, you ate a piece of meat that you didn't know the identity. The mistake you made was you should have found out. Then you find out that in fact, there was a suffix about that piece of meat, whether it was chalev, whether it was shuman. Now, what's the difference if you find out that there were two pieces of meat in front of you and one of them was chalev, one of them was shuman, or you find out there was one piece of meat in front of you, but the delivery either came from the chalev store or the shuman store. Either way, you ate a piece of meat that you made a mistaken identity. You didn't think to clarify before you ate the piece of meat. You weren't thinking. You thought you were eating something that's okay. And now later you found out that you put yourself into a risk. And that risk is either... the risk was the same risk. You ate a piece of meat that wasn't clearly identified, whether it's chalev or shuman. Now, why wasn't it identified whether it's chalev or shuman? Either because there was a delivery from two stores. One store delivered chalev and one store delivered shuman, and you didn't bother to find out. Or there was one delivery that came either from the chalev store or from the shuman store.
Doesn't sound really like the case where Hanachanami, where it's either two pieces of meat, 50-50, one's chaylev on shulin, or one piece of meat, but half the stores were kosher, half the stores were trade, 50-50, then maybe that second case is also reward. Maybe that's also in front of us. The Rambam's cases were something like Isha Safek Niva. There, it's not necessarily 50-50. Or I mean, even in his case, where he says...
What do you mean it's not 50-50?
The suffix of this, there does seem to me to be a qualitative difference between the suffix of whether his wife was a nida or not a nida, or a case where statistically
he doesn't know if his wife was here or his sister was here.
So it's not necessary.
Why is that different than if he knows they were both there?
So that's
but the Rambam is another case of the Rambam.
That's a case of not cool.
Yeah.
Wife or his sister.
Yeah. Same halacha. He says, "Where you chayev a chatas if you had a suffic relationship with your wife? That's only if you have ishtoy v'achoyse yimei babayis. Ishtoy v'achoyse yimei babayis ba'achas meveni yadeya. That's when you chayev. But avo suffic ervo shel kiriv basar. Why?" And now I have a now you have a woman you lived with and you don't know. No, Suffolk Erva. Suffolk Erva is Achoyse and Ishtay also. Any Kiruv Basar. Erva of Kiruv Basar is what?
Yeah, but that's not both in front of you.
Right. But what are the chances that it's an Erva?
I don't know.
50-50.
Not necessarily.
1 second, if it's a Rav, everybody's masking. If it's a Rav, it's definitely Mutter. Then you don't bring an Asham Tala. According to no opinion here in increases. Would you bring, if you had a roiv, that this is not an erva? You're not chayiv. You're only chayiv where it's a 50-50 chance. If there's over... obviously, we're talking about a case...
You know the suffix, not either. You know it's not a 50-50. If two pieces of meat, I know the suffix. I ate one piece of meat, one was kosher, one was chaylev on shuman. I definitely had a 50-50 suffix whether I had chaylev on shuman.
That is not what the Rambam is requiring. The Rambam is requiring hukva ha'iser. The Rambam is requiring that there's a vada yisur. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Be'etzem, you would even be able to have three pieces of meat in front of you. It would also be hukva iser. It would. That the only problem is that it'll be batel b'roiv. But we're going to have a case later where you have chelev, shuman, and noiser. Okay? No longer is there a 50-50 chance that of either one. But you'll still be chayiv because it's hukva iser is established not by statistic, but by the fact that it's here. That's where hukva iser is established. And otherwise, the Rambam says any other kind of suffix is muta. Oh, he doesn't see from this Rambam? No. The Rambam writes separately. The Rambam writes it in his Tshuvas, and he writes it in Hilchos Kilayim, and he writes it in Hilchos Avos HaTumah. The Rambam's not bashful about it. The Rambam says, Sofik deraisis lahokum deraisis. The Rashba's asking, what does the Rambam do with Oshon Toloi? So that's why the Rashba over here rejects the possibility that Sofik deraisis lahumra is more osir by ikva iser than lo ikva iser. Avada David is right if you have a case where it's not 50-50. There's no machlekes. If you have a rave that something is not an iser, you don't bring an osham toli. The only time you bring an osham toli is either two pieces of meat, or for some reason, there's a sofek hashokol, whether it is or it's not. You don't know. You have no idea. But if there's any kind of rave playing a role, you're potter. Whether it's a roiv in svara, whether it's a roiv in svara like a sveksveka, or it's a roiv in kamus, there's some reason ikva isha makes a difference. And Rashi, and in fact, just to super prove this concept of it, is that the Gemara says that ikva isha is only needed to originally establish that it's ikva isha. But the Gemara then says the possibility that, in other words, what would you say after one piece is eaten? Now you have another piece of meat here. What? No, no, not you. Somebody else ate it. 50-50. Somebody else ate this. Okay, you could simmer on this. We're going to be coming back to this next week in Mitzvah Shem. But these are the three different opinions. What time is it? What are we holding time-wise? Okay, if I can add just some critical Ma'amar Kremes for next week for the Olam to look up. Ol Sameach, Hilchos Shkogos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis. That's critical. And also, I think we should do the Chinuch also. Maybe I'll give you the Sefer HaChinuch also. Yeah, let's also add to this the Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tezvov. Okay, that will be for next week in Mitzvah Shem. And obviously the Olam can just go through the whole Amud. The whole Amud of Gemara. Oh yeah, Rabbi said is a Chabura learning this sugya that we're doing every week, every night, here in the shul, from 8:45 to 9:45. So, what? Rabbi Yankov is here, he's going to be heading. Rabbi Yankov and Rabbi Yomin, he's not here, right? So, whoever would like to go deeper into it, there's no question the Havana will be much better if you learn the sugya the whole week. So it's going to be... program an hour a night. I don't know if you have to come the whole week. You probably come even a couple of nights. And we could arrange chavrusas also. Okay.
Just the basis for this kasha, right, is on
the... I announced the Shabbos also.
The basis of this kasha is on answers 2 and 3, right? The 2 and 3...
Oh, I'm sorry.
The 2 and 3...
You understand that Ikvei Yisur has nothing to do with 50-50. It's not adding. The Mandam who says Ikvei Yisur is not trying to add statistic like...
Answers 2 and 3 established that we're...
It's logical.
Off. It's logical with having the other thing, right? And that's what Rabbi is asking for, right?
Yeah, both of them are difficult to understand. And even the Rajba says... Even the Rajba says that it's not any more usher to have a chaticha m'shtei chatichas. It's just a question of karma.
And there's no question that the case that you said, where that's the one answer. Piece of meat...
Okay. But that's the answer. In other words, it's because of the karma. See, that's what